Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we share our thoughts when we park, sometimes in a chair, oftentimes in a car. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. Today, you're finding us in a closet. We'll explain more about that in a second. This show is about making sure that we don't overlook the good in the world. So what we do is we take a normal situation or something out there, we take a look at it. Curiosity, meet gratitude. My name is Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. So first, let's explain the closet thing. Now, the reason why a closet, right? Closets have lots of clothes hanging up, and clothes and cloth in general, believe it or not, is very good at absorbing sound. So if you were to start a podcast, one of the advices that they give you is to feel free to use your car or your closet, right, as a sound booth, because it's a very inexpensive way to get reasonable quality audio. So this allows my family to be off and doing other things in the house. There are six of us, and for me to be able to quickly record this episode before I go on my day. Now, those of you who've been doing podcasting a while know that the closet is a perfectly acceptable answer, and you also know the car is as well because you've heard me do that. I will advise you, though, that if you are going to use your car as a recording booth, that you're going to want to go ahead and turn off the car, because otherwise you're just introducing that road noise in the background. This episode, though, isn't about cars, podcasting, or the other such. It's actually about how sweaters are for dentists. Yeah, so let's let that one absorb and sink in a little bit. I'll say it again for emphasis for you guys here. Sweaters are for dentists. Yes. And I'm not sure how I came to this conclusion, but I do know that it affects the way I see sweaters. It also affects the way I see dentists. At one point, my wife thought that I would really appreciate having sweaters, and so she would go and buy them for me or have me try them on. And of course, whenever you go shopping with your spouse and they ask you to try something on, even if you don't really like it at all, we do spend a few years saying, sure, babe, it's fine. And you wear it like three more times and then it hangs up in the closet and does a great job of absorbing sound while you're creating a podcast, right? So I developed this conclusion that I don't like sweaters. And when my wife asked me one time why, I said, well, sweaters are for dentists and I'm not a dentist. I happen to be a project manager or something along those lines. And so I don't wear sweaters. Now, that doesn't mean I don't have sweaters. I do have them. And it doesn't mean I never wear them. It means I wear them very rarely and I don't terribly look forward to wearing them. We had a gentleman who was a little behind on his work. And whenever he's a little behind on his work, he decides to wear a red sweater to work. And so he pulls it off and does a great job. He's not a dentist either. But at some point, I developed the correlation that sweaters are for dentists. And I bring this up because we know it's entirely false. Sweaters are not just for dentists. There's no, like, you know, section of wherever your favorite clothes shopping store is that says, you know, clothes for normal people, clothes for dentists, clothes for project managers. It doesn't work like that, right? They don't really associate it by occupation. But I have this idea that sweaters are for dentists, and I'm not going to let it go anytime soon. But the neat thing is that it gives me the opportunity to recognize that I have an irrational association. You see, every one of these episodes, we talk about how curiosity meets gratitude. And we're grateful for the things that we discover. It's one thing to be curious about something you don't know. And it's another thing to challenge yourself to be curious about something that you think you know, or a conclusion that you've already gotten, right? Something that you've made a decision on before in the past. We're not necessarily programmed to be curious about our assumptions. But I would like to challenge you guys as an audience to be curious about your assumptions and recognize how they got there. I have the assumptions about sweaters and dentists, honestly, because I'm shopping with my wife and she says, hey, get a sweater. And I really don't like them. I don't like the fact that I'm wearing a layer I can't really take off, you know, that I'm supposed to keep on, right? And it's like, when it's cold outside, yep, you wear the layer. When you're inside, you take your layers off and kind of, it's a thing, right? So how many associations do you have that you could challenge, right? What is an association out there that your brain is wired for that you could be curious about? How did it get there? Is it rationally there? Does it make sense to keep it? I mean, sweaters are for dentists is perfectly fine for me to keep. It's totally incorrect and I can go live my life and say, and it doesn't harm anyone. Unless, of course, you're a dentist and you feel that you're offended by sweaters. And if so, leave a comment below. I will absolutely promise that I'll respond and read it as long as you make the comment within the next year or so. Because by then, hopefully this podcast is so popular, I get to ignore it. No, I'm kidding. You guys are great. And I'll probably never ignore you all. So it doesn't hurt anybody for me to have this idea that sweaters are for dentists. And some of your assumptions might not hurt anybody either. But instead of just being challenged to be curious about things that you don't know, that you know you don't know, challenge yourself to be curious about the things that you think you know and that maybe aren't really the way things are. I mean, I love finding other perspectives. Even if I don't change my lifestyle, I will find another perspective and another way of thinking, and that will help me down the line. Learning different thinking models is always a good idea, even if you don't adopt them, right? There's a difference between adoption and awareness. I don't have to adopt another thinking model to appreciate it. I can be aware of it and understand why it's out there. And those of you guys that go back to the back catalog on this podcast, there was a time where I was looking at, because I was curious about the thinking model with flat earthers. And it's really interesting to learn about that thinking model. And that's why I loved it. And some of the comments we got in there were people who were very, you know, passionately arguing that I should join the cause. And it's like, no, I love the conversation. It's not about the cause one way or the other. I'm appreciative of the conversation. And I still find myself using that as a reference point, not one I've adopted, but a reference point for going forward. And now I'm going to relook at my life and sweaters are for dentists and see if I can find a way to make that a reference point that'll help teach me something else. So be curious, not just with your unknowns, but with your assumptions as well. All right, so this is a good spot for us to end. It's going to be the end of the week by the time this is published. Going to say thank you guys. There are things in the works behind the scenes on the podcast I'm excited about. There's been a great folks who are following me on Twitter who were able to respond, and it looks like we might have solved the technical challenges to be able to do interviews, because there are some great people out there, and we are building our interview questions behind the scenes and rehearsing that and doing some test interviews and being able to do the recordings for those, so that way we can bring in other guests and let them share the things that they've been curious about and that they've learned to be grateful for, so that way we can all learn from one another how many good things are out here in the world and explore them as an audience, usually in about 10 minutes or less. I think the interviews might actually break our length and might keep us a little longer than 10 minutes, because some of the people, you're just going to want to hear what they've got, what they've done, and where they're headed, and use those as reference points in your life as well. So I'll let you guys know more about that as it evolves. And I want to thank you guys for being here. So I close out every episode with a challenge. It's a challenge that should be empowering. You can choose to be anything, right? You can absolutely choose to be anything. So in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?